You are listening to Documentally.com, episode 13. Greetings from Spain. Or should I say my mountain retreat? Somewhere in kind of central eastern Spain, near Montserrat, if you're looking at a map. I just wanted to thank you for listening this far. I'd planned on only making 12 Documentally podcasts, but there seem to be people out there keen to listen. Listening to me play, interview and chat with others, and as well as chatting with myself as I am now. I might just continue this particular podcasting thread until it's run its course. Originally I was going to call my podcast Bogcasting, because while sat on the toilet one day, I came up with no end of interesting and unusual ideas that I thought would be interesting for people out there to listen to. In the end, I went for something a little bit more mainstream and decided to do interviews until I'd run out of people to interview, which is getting close, because I don't really want to do things over Skype. I kind of like meeting people, new people, and I think it adds a little bit more kind of personality to it. That, and I can also get a photo. So, last week you heard myself and a friend meet Brian Hoare down in London. It was by far my longest and hardest podcast to date, not only because he was not an easy man to talk with, easy to be talked out by, but when it came to the edit, I wanted to be as fair as I could. Brian talked for nearly 3 hours. Some of it was quite abusive towards us. Some of it was repetitive. All of it was informative. I've gotten loads of emails from all walks of life regarding the interview. Some wonder why he was so off with us. Some were disgusted at what he had to say. Most were very complimentary towards how we let him go on and on at us and then kind of remained patient. And that we'd left it all in the podcast. Believe me, if I'd had enough server space to post a 3-hour rant from someone as passionate as Brian Hoare, then I would have put it all on there. I would have podcasted it all. Whether or not he came over as a likeable person is not really important when you place it in perspective with what he's done and what he still is doing. Ooh, a car. Normally get off-road bikes around here. Believe me, if I'd had enough server space for a 3-hour rant from someone as passionate as Brian Hoare, I would have put it all out there. Whether or not he came over as a likeable person or not, it's not at all important when you place everything in perspective against what he's done and what he's still doing. The message is far greater than the man. And I thought that when it came down to edit, I just took out a couple of the repetitive points. I had to make it shorter. I really had to make it, you know, around the hour mark. And I wanted to include everything we said as well, because our frame of mind after the interview was obviously different to what it was before the interview. And that was basically because of how we honestly felt. That's all I can say. At the end of the podcast, we spoke openly and honestly about how he made us feel in person. So please don't think by going off for a cold beer, it was a stinking hot day, by the way, that we were in any way trivialising the overall message that he kind of wanted to put out there, because we weren't. We'd sat there in the hot sun watching Brian drink coffee in his umbrella and desperately needed refreshment, that was all. And also we'd had a lot to mull over. Believe me, if you were in London on that hot, hot day and you were surrounded by as many pubs as there were with people drinking cold beer, that's exactly how you would have ended the day. If you're ever in London and he hasn't been moved on by some trumped-up law, do pop over and see him at Parliament Square. Say hi, offer your support, have a chat, whatever. If he hasn't slept the night before, be patient. It's the visitors and the support from these like-minded people that really keep him going. So it was quite an eye-opener in more ways than one, definitely. A couple of people emailed to say that Brian was quite obviously crazy. argue that given all of the facts, and I mean facts, perhaps it's the rest of the world that the crazy ones. We've kind of let this global state of affairs evolve to the extent that they have. And besides, if you sit and try to rationalise why our governments do what they do, perhaps the truth would drive you crazy. Okay, that said, don't let me stop any of you guys stuck in a boring 9-to-5 job. If you want to jack it all in and try to break Brian's 5-year record, go ahead, I'll tell you. Just the fact he's managed as long as he has is amazing, really. I have a feeling there'll be fewer freedoms next year than this, so if you're going to do it now. This wonderful Western world of ours is beginning to feel more and more oppressive with every new CCTV camera that goes up and every fake news bulletin read from each government press release that's handed to our lovely news broadcasters. If there are any documentary makers out there with any kind of decent research budget, I challenge you, shoot a small film and report where on earth is the freest or the least oppressive place in the world to live. I'd be very, very interested to know exactly where it is. Maybe we can even have a kind of a ranking or a chart system. Kind of in at number 10, pretty oppressive, but not too bad is. Down at number 9, etc, etc. Until we find number 1, the least oppressive place in the world. Because I tell you, you can bet that 5 minutes after the screening of that documentary, there'll be a mass exodus of like-minded individuals that are sick and tired of being spied on and taxed to the max just to pay for more war. I'll do the research myself, but having had only one donation ever to my site, and thank you, Dr. Rob, I'm not really feeling as if I can invest anything other than my time to this podcast. Are you getting the hint there? Jeez, we must really love what we're doing. Podcasters, I mean. I'm constantly asked, so how do you make money out of it? I don't, I say. It costs me. I enjoy it. Still, it's cheaper than golf. And get to meet some cool people. Get to do some miles to places I wouldn't normally go to. All the same, if you want cooler people and more research, click the donate button on www.documentally.com. God, I hate advertisements, but you know. You never know. I said that last time and someone donated, so it might happen again. Just need that one big one and you will have the podcasts of your life, honestly.
This is Dr. Sparkles and you're listening to Documentally.com.
I'm guessing you can hear all the wildlife around me at the moment. I'm not just here in the Spanish mountains for the cheap red wine, although that could be a major part of it. I think it's important to have access to bolt holes, places you can get away to for thinking space and mental recuperation. I've got access to a couple of places like this. It'd be nice to own them, but being a poor podcaster, wink wink, I'm afraid all I can do is afford the fuel and occasional cheap flight out to places like this. Perhaps we can build a network of podcaster bolt holes where a refuge can be offered in the dark days after your server's been compromised and you're waiting for that ominous knock at the door. Remember, pirate radio is illegal. It's only a matter of time before podcasting becomes that way. It's a sad state of affairs. Freedom of speech. I can't remember the last time we had that. Everything at the moment in the news is about phone tapping, personal security. It's just crazy, really. If you want to have a private conversation, you go to a noisy fountain somewhere. You make sure your mobile phone is not only switched off, but is in a different state. And you whisper in each other's ear. But even that's probably not enough nowadays. Not that I've got anything to hide. It's all about freedom, I suppose. It's all about, I don't know. Just it's enough to make you paranoid without any reason for being paranoid. dogs and scooters. Quite popular in Spain. Surprisingly, not that many trees around here. But there's an awful lot of birds sat in the branches. And I have to keep putting my hand over my wine for fear of it being crapped in. Hang on. Good quality wine for a fraction of the price you'd pay in the UK. Right then, what was I saying? Oh yeah. When I started podcasting, I only subscribed to one or two podcasts. This number's grown slightly, but not much, as I'm trying to go for quality and not quantity. A few of my favourites are The War Against Democracy, Citizen Against Lies, and British Mac. All searchable through iTunes, or you can go to places like BritishMac.com, CitizensAgainstLies.com, and TheWarAgainstDemocracy.com. I also listen to Dr. Carl from Australia's radio station Triple J. Very good indeed. I also have a couple of philosophy podcasts I listen to, and another one called, I can't remember. It's about going away to the country and roughing it, just living in the middle of nowhere, which is all very good. But as I found out recently up here in Spain, I do miss the internet, even if it's just to check my email. So I highly recommend getting yourself a nice Mac laptop and going wandering around more built-up areas, because you never know when it's going to go bing and you're on the net. I just slink around enough to download my emails, leg it, write my emails up, and then go back the next day to send them off. I do the same. I don't protect my wireless internet. I think it's only fair to give people the occasional free stamp if they want to send a message. Because I will know if people are sat outside and downloading things they shouldn't be. I don't know. Also paranoid about security nowadays, aren't we? So anyway, they're the few of the podcasts that I listen to. If you've been listening to my podcast and you think you know of any others I might like to listen to, please drop me a line to podcast@documentally.com. In fact, drop me an email or a line about anything you want. It's only when I do a podcast that kind of rattles a few cages that I start getting a few emails, and it would be nice to either get comments on documentally.com or emails to podcast@documentally.com. And I always write back, so that's probably because I don't get many emails. I have the time, you see. Anyway, I was podcast hopping the other day, and I come across this song I'm going to play for you now. I'm not going to play it personally, but I'll edit it into the podcast. It's called Sail Away, by a guy called Dr. Sparkles. He's a real doctor. He's a doctor of medicine and a big fan of the ukulele. I think it's an absolute masterpiece of a song. There's not enough ukulele in the world, and I think that if we all owned a uke, there would be no war, honestly. The haunting sound towards the end of the song is, in fact, the wood saw being bowed. I think it's very cool having a musical instrument that you can play and saw firewood. I mean, how practical is that? It's just fantastic. So I'm going to drink more of my wine, which is here, hang on. And I'm going to say thanks again for listening this far. I'll have more interviews to come. And in the meantime, with kind permission, you hear that? Don't worry, it sounds nothing like the throbbing beats of Spanish drum and bass going by in a cheap Peugeot. On that note, I'll leave you with the quality dulcet tones of Dr. Sparkles. Check out his CD Sail Away, and enjoy the lyrics, enjoy his accent, enjoy everything about it, quality. And I'll speak to you soon. Cheers for listening. Bye bye.
This is Dr. Sparkles, and you're listening to Documentally.com.
Once upon a time, and maybe twice, came a man from paradise. Gallantly he freed everyone. Then happily ever after, on blue seas of children's laughter, he sailed up to the sun. Thank you. credits start to roll. And the wife tugs you to go. You leave your fantasy with a sigh. For a life that's feeling truly like a horror picture movie, whose creature just won't die. Sail away from your monster of a life. You've made your own little Frankenstein. Sail away from the nightmare that your dreams became your own little Frankenstein. Ah, the Sunday matinee, pack the kids and drive away. The noise alone's enough to drive you mad. All the wheels spin in your head. Can you come back from the dead? What's come over dear old dad? Sail away from your monster of a life. You've made your own little Frankenstein. Sail away from the nightmare that your dreams became your own little Frankenstein. Sail away. Sunday matinee, pack the kids and sail away from your monster of a life. You've made your own little Frankenstein. Sail away from the nightmare that your dreams became your own little Frankenstein. Sail away, sail away, sail away, sail away.
You are listening to dokumentary.com. Ty posloucháš dokumentary.com.
Quick update. I'm sat in a forest at the moment, actually, on a log, with the sun streaming through the trees. And back in England. Yes, this the Spanish kind of getting away from it podcast has sat on my recorder for a while due to not being able to get to my normal computer. So here we are. Different country, new recorder. I'm actually using an Ederol R09 for those of you out there that are interested in the geekier side of things. And I just wanted to make a couple of additions to the podcasts. Today is basically 5 years to the day Brian Hoare has been protesting, and I just thought it be nice to spare him a thought, even though the police have moved in and reduced his kind of area of protest massively. He's still standing strong.
all respect for that. He's got a lot of support from a lot of people, and hopefully he won't be totally removed. But 5 years is phenomenal, out of my comprehension anyway. So, in addition to what I was talking about podcasts earlier on, while I was away, I downloaded quite a few I hadn't really concentrated on, and one of them was has now entered my top three, should I say, and that is by a guy called Godless Kinza. He's a soldier stationed in Iraq, and his podcast called Watch It Burn. Just do a search. Either go to godlesskinza.com or do a search in iTunes and you should come across it. Absolutely fantastic. Down to earth, honest, genuine, informative, with just awesome music, which is awe-inspiring, to say the least. So I just wanted to give him a heads up. I'm just in awe at some of the feedback and kind of interest that's been given to me and my podcast from podcasters that I have to take my hat off to and spend a lot of time on my iPod as I go around doing day-to-day bits and bobs. It's just fantastic. I can't get over this medium at all. You can listen to 10, 20, 30 programs. You're getting right into their lives, their opinions and their worlds. There's a lot of bridges being made. There's a lot of networks being made. There's a lot of information being swapped. And if you are just a podcast listener and you kind of are half-heartedly thinking about making your own, do it. Honestly, it is a really great pastime to be a part of. Very rewarding. So that's pretty much it. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. Catch you in the next one. Bye-bye.
The President of the United States.
Me and Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, members of the Supreme Court, bring murder and destruction to our country. America is addicted to oil. America depends on it.
As the Bush regime continues its war on democracy, log on to thewarondemocracy.com to find out what you can do to fight back.
thewarondemocracy.com
Attention world leaders, I have 137 nuclear warheads trained on every capital city around the globe. The world is now under my control. But oh no, I'm naked.
You were listening to documentally.com. Now go and do something else.